today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is the secrets of Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Today, Sunday, is the 3rd of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and now we'll listen to chapter Al Imran, verse 97.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين.
In it are clear signs, such as the standing place of Abraham, and whoever enters it shall be safe. And due to Allah from the people is a pilgrimage to the house, for whoever is able to find thereto a way. But whoever disbelieves, then indeed Allah is free from need of the worlds.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Mecca and Kaaba is an exhibition of Allah's power and signs. Its history is full of memories and incidents, so that contemplating on them can be giving a lesson and serving as an admonition. In its structure, Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham, works as a builder, and Ismail, his son, Ishmael, as a worker. The forces of Abraha equipped with elephants did not succeed to ruin it and are abolished by birds of Ababil. At the time of Hadrat Ali's birth, Shia's first imam, its wall opens for her mother and lets her enter inside to bring a child who not very late in the future takes the idols of Kaaba down.
لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَبَّ الْأُمَمِ قَدْ لَبَّنَا ثَوْبُ النَّدَمِ بِالدَّمْعِ كَمْ فَاضَ الْحَرَمِ نَشْكُو الْخَطَايَا وَالْإِمَمِ لَا يُشْتَكَى إلا إليك.
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب وأغمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بالعرض عليك.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لبيك.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. The title of this part is The Secrets of Hajj. The Hajj is essentially a reenactment of the rituals of the great prophets and teachers of faith. Pilgrims symbolically relive the experience of exile and atonement undergone by Adam and Eve after they were expelled from heaven, wandered the earth, met again, and sought forgiveness in the valley of Mecca. They also retrace the frantic footsteps of the wife of Prophet Abraham. Hajar, as she ran between the hills of Safa and Marwa searching for water for her thirsty baby, which, according to Muslim tradition, Allah answered with the well of Zamzam. Lastly, the pilgrims also commemorate the willingness of Ibrahim to sacrifice his son for the sake of Allah. Allah later substitute a ram in place of his son. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with some secrets or some important aspects of the Hajj. In the Islamic religion, the main aim of performing Hajj is installing in ourselves the spirit of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthening the spirit of piety. One of the basic requirements of Hajj is sincerity. Hajj shouldn't be performed with the aim of duplicity, for example, or with the aim of showing off to have performed, this ritual. Because, the aim of all rituals is sincerity toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And moreover, all religious deeds, whether individual or social, all of them should have the element of sincerity, utmost sincerity. Imagine that, for example, someone who performs ritual prayer or salat, not out of sincerity, he or she wouldn't enjoy the sweetness of performing such kind of sincerity, such kind of ritual. At the same time, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, the highest point of the beauty or the sweetness of rituals is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ali alayhi salam indicates that, it's the practice of those who are absolutely devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform all the rituals first and foremost and mainly, or if not absolutely, mainly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it must be indicated that, for example, we, as ordinary people, we cannot compare our deeds or the way we perform rituals with those practiced by the infallibles, because the infallibles are really far higher by far than ordinary people. Actually, they are our role models. Well, looking at them as such noble role models, we learn that there's no place for duplicity or for showing off in performing rituals.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This episode of today's special is looking at Precious Journey, Hajj, in the footsteps of the father of the prophets, Ibrahim. Prophet Abraham raises his head and stretches his hands towards the heavens. He humbly says, O our Lord, surely I have settled a part of my offspring in a valley unproductive of fruit near your sacred house. Our Lord, that they may keep up prayer, therefore make the hearts of some people yearn towards them and provide them with fruits. Happily, they may be grateful. Holy Quran, chapter 14, verse 37. With these words, Ibrahim, which adieu to his wife and child, and returns to Palestine to his first wife, Sarah. Hajar finds refuge in silence. Ismail turns about. She clambers up and down the two hillocks of Safa and Marwa. He gets desperately thirsty. Hajar runs up the nearby hill in search of water. She seeks water, but in vain and in her desperation, climbs up another hill. He kicks the desert sands with his small feet. On his withered lips, there is thirst and dryness. Deep in his heart, there is love and faith. In his eyes is the great hope of the future, which gives the good news of rising an ummah that will grow in a barren valley, the tree of faith and life.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
In this part of today's special, we'll look at lessons to take homes from Hajj. All are equal in the eyes of Allah. In the Holy Quran, chapter 49, verse 13, Allah the Almighty says, O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted. That was chapter 49, verse 13. After seeing the beauty of diversities, it is easy to fall into the trap of thinking your nation or tribe is superior to others. But then it is even more beautiful to see all of those same pilgrims dressed in the same white clothes, expressing the same labbaik, and walking around the same Kaaba when the Hajj rituals begin. Any arrogance that was in your heart shatters like a pane of glass as you appreciate your similarity to the rest of creation.
So what is actually a symbol? What does it mean that we say that the Kaaba or these discussions are a symbol of Allah? The word symbol is a noun, and the way that dictionary.com defines the word symbol is it says that a symbol is something used for or regarded as representing something else, a material object representing something, often something immaterial. So a symbol of Allah, sha'irullah, a symbol of Allah is a physical entity, a physical object, which is representing something else, right? So the Kaaba is a physical entity, it is a physical object. And when we look at the Kaaba or when we reflect on the Kaaba, we should be drawing our minds to something greater, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is standing in the place of Allah. It is a material, and it is representing something which is immaterial, which is Allah. So this is what a symbol is within the common usage of this word. Now how does this relate to the Hajj? We see that in the Quran, Allah actually tells us that the entire event of Hajj, not only those 3 or 4 days or 5 days that you're in Mecca and the surrounding area, not only is that a symbol of Hajj, not only is that a symbol of Allah, but actually the scholars say, based upon the verse of the Quran, which we'll come to next, is every single thing related to Hajj is a symbol of Allah. And they say that from the day that a Muslim makes the intention to leave their home, to apply for the visa, to get the ticket, the vaccinations, all of those things that happen, all of those are called the sha'air of Allah.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about this nice, precious journey that is Hajj. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika lak. Labbaik hajjan haqqan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله